Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in. The next 10 minutes are inspired by a participation award and handshake. I hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the engine. When I was growing up, I was the youngest of four kids. My dad did go on to adopt about seven more kids afterwards, but they didn't start adopting until they were, till I was about 15. So for the majority of my younger years, I was the last kid, fourth kid, and man, we had a crazy family. And when I was growing up, my brother, who's almost 4 years older than I was, he was considerably bigger than I was, and he and my sisters, you know, did a lot of things, and I was always kind of chasing them around. So my dad really tried to pump me up and encourage me and make me feel good and, you know, everything you do to a little kid who you think might need a little bit more juice. And one thing he would do is he would shake my hand when I was, you know, like 5 or 6 or something. And he'd be like, "Oh my gosh, you're so strong." And I would like squeeze as hard as I could. And he's like, "Oh my gosh, you're so strong. Oh, my hand. And I'd say, Dad, shake my hand." And shake his hand when he get home. "Oh my God, don't, oh my gosh." And of course I wasn't hurting him. It had no power in my little fist of fury. But it made me feel really powerful. It made me feel good. And it was in sharp contrast when my brother would say, "You're not really strong." I'd say, "What do you mean?" He'd say, "Shake my hand." And I'd shake his hand. I'd squeeze as hard as I could. And he's like, "I don't feel anything." I'd like, oh. And that obviously left me with this huge, gaping feeling of weakness, which I see a lot in people. This false sense of competence, this fake competence. And we're doing that a lot, right? The classic example of it is a kid brings home a piece of art and you say how great the art is. "Oh, it's beautiful. It's a finger painting. Beautiful." Now, again, obviously, a little 3-year-old bringing home some piece of art, you're not gonna really tell them exactly what you think of it. It's like, "You have nothing on Picasso. You're terrible. That looks about exactly what it's worth." So you don't do that to young kids. But as we get older, as young people get older, there's this false level of competence they have with a lot of things. Another classic milestone is driving. Okay, people have been in cars their whole lives, and they, you know, go through driving school, they finally get their license, they're like, "I can drive anything." Right? Well, look, when I was in high school and I got my license, my dad made a comment about how if he gave me a Porsche, it would essentially kill me. And we weren't even entertaining it. It's not like I grew up with a ton of money or anything, but I was just like, "What do you mean?" He was like, "If I gave you a Porsche, you'd crash it and kill yourself. That's it. You just don't have the control of yourself or the car." And I was like, "That's lame. Like, if I had a Porsche, I'd crush it. No problem." And now I see 100% what he means. I had this false sense of competence because I had been in cars, I was comfortable in them, and because now I had my license, I felt like I could handle this incredible world-class machine. And that was just bogus. And I see a lot of this getting repeated with participation awards. Because you take little kids and you train them and you have them compete for a certain end in let's say soccer. All right, so you train these little kids to play soccer and you train them to make goals, right? You're not training them to just run around the field without a purpose, and you're not training them to avoid the ball. You're training them to go for the ball, get it into the net. There we go. But they're really bad at it. Like, that's the nature of learning something. You start out and you're really bad. So these kids run around, they make these goals or don't make goals. And at the end, we give everybody an award, right? Every one of the participants gets a little trophy or gets a little medal or whatever it may be. And I remember hearing about this with kids wrestling as well. They take these 5 and 6-year-olds and give everybody a give everybody a medal and raise both their hands, and everybody goes on their merry ways. And especially with like a six-year-old, they understand who won or lost, but they also develop this false sense of competence because they think that they're good and they're, you know, crushed it and they did equally as well as somebody else. Or they know they didn't do as well as somebody else, but nobody cares about that. You know, so it's kind of like, well, what's the goal in this anyway? It doesn't matter if I win or lose. I just come out and do this stuff. And then 20 years later, people are wondering why they're not getting jobs. And I think that's a fair criticism. I 100% do. And I've heard parents going so far as to actually take away participation awards or just say, hey, look, you didn't earn that ribbon. Right? Like, you didn't get top three. You got, like, last in the heat of eight, and they gave you some goofy ribbon that was whatever color it was. You didn't earn that ribbon. Right? Like, you should get better. And then you can earn a ribbon, and I'll help you get better. And I respect that. And as a very real athlete, I understand where those people are coming from. But I've been thinking about this a lot lately, specifically with my experience with a handshake when I was a kid. Because my dad didn't... I don't think my dad did me a disservice by pretending that I had power and acting as such. Because he would shake my hand and say, oh, you're so strong, you're so strong. And that elicited me a certain appreciation for having strength. Right? Because I wasn't strong. I couldn't appreciate the value of being strong at this point. Okay? Because I didn't have any. I didn't have any strength. So my dad would pretend like I was really strong, and I would get this feeling like, oh, this is what it's like to be really strong. This is awesome. Right? And I wasn't trying to hurt my dad. I was just whatever. I was like, oh, this is really, I'm strong. And I liked that. When my brother, in contrast, would tell me what I really had, gave me a real assessment of the world, it was upsetting, but it also made me want to have real strength. It gave me a goal, and it let me know, okay, I'm not there. If I had never, you know, taken my dad's hand and tried to crush it, and if he had never pretended like I was really strong, I wouldn't know what I was really going for. If my brother just randomly came up to me and said, shake my hand, and I'm like 5 or 6, and I shake his hand, and he's like, you're not strong at all, I'd be like, okay, well, I didn't think I was, so what does that have to do with anything? But once I got like a taste, it was like a flavor. It was like a tiny bite of cake. And then somebody took that away from me and said, oh, well, that was fake. I instantly realized, oh, but I like that. And I want to get to that, to the point where people won't say it's fake. Won't be this false sense of competence. And as much as I appreciate that, I see the limitations, because you don't want to try to tell people that they're good at things when they're not. But you also need to seed them with a little bit of false competence, kind of like as encouragement, kind of just like a little fertilizer. And look, if it wasn't in me to want to be strong and powerful, have hand-crushing power in my hand. If it wasn't in me, then nothing would have happened, right? If I'm just like, whatever, fine, I'm obviously not good at this. But for whatever reason, I did actually want to get that thing. I did want to get that power. Now, I'm sure I was encouraged. I know for a fact I was encouraged in music, and I was encouraged in sports, and I was encouraged in academics, and some of that encouragement took hold. Some did not. Some did not, for sure. But the false competence did play out in some areas of my life that I got excited about and I pursued and I wanted to have real competence. I didn't just want somebody to say, oh yeah, you're so great, but in reality, I'm terrible. Which is why I asked for very clear reviews of all of my podcasts from my friends who listen to them. And I say, look, be honest with me. Because I don't want false competence. If these stink and you're only listening to them because I'm obligating you to, or a friendship obligates you to, then tell me. But if it's something valuable, I want to know. I want to know. And recognizing this duality, the need to not overcompliment, but also the need to give a little bit of fertilizer, these different areas of the world, and seeing it play out in my life, I think we have to take that into consideration. I don't think it's fair to blow off participation awards and giving people a taste of victory, whether real or not, at a young age. Giving a 3-year-old a little trophy or giving a 4-year-old a little medal and having them feel like they've done something encourages them. It gives them a feeling of success. And if they have it in them, great. They will go on to find real success. If they don't care about swimming or they don't care about soccer, then maybe they won't. Maybe they won't care. No harm, no foul. But at least when kids are younger, allowing them to have a sense of success, giving them a little fertilizer, even if it gives a little false competence, is not the end of the world. So the next time a little kid shakes your hand, maybe just think about telling them how strong they are. I'm Matt Todd, and this is the engine that drives me. Go out and crush it.